Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's as good as it's going to be.
Oh.
So the,
I know it's a hard site to look at every
picking
day.
Up, we're picking up with the Mishnah on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Lamed Beis Amud Aleph.
Ezra Cinnamon is with us today.
Mishnah, yes. Yes, we have a special guest.
He's here on special leave.
Yeah, that's one of my sons.
You're sabbatical. I'm too
What's
sabbatical.
That? One more time. Well, that's what the boys are trying to.
He does that.
Okay, so we're in the Mishnah. You were about to read, Daniel? Go ahead.
He might crash.
Shnayim Shahim Malkin, Rosh Hashanah. Two people that are walking in Rosh Hashanah will cross the street.
This one either hurt that one or that one hurt that one.
Right, they got injured. They got injured.
They didn't hurt each other at the same time, though.
What do you mean?
One got hurt by the other.
It's collision. Everybody's hurt.
Yeah,
as opposed to Ziku Zed Baze.
Ziku Zed Zed. One of them hurt the other, or they both got injured. It doesn't. It's not going to make a difference at the moment.
Not that.
Eh? Right. Nice.
All right.
Shneihem Peturin. Right. Why would there be a tzad to say Shneihem Peturin unless they both got injured?
Nah.
Right. So the Mishnah, even in a case where they both got injured. Well, if only one got injured. I don't need to tell you that the one that got injured is Potter. If I'm not talking,
yeah, maybe the other one was saying the other one maybe is not fine.
No, I get what he's saying.
I don't get
it. You know what I'm saying?
You wouldn't have to say they're both Potter. You'd never have to say that the guy who got injured
if you
is Potter.
The one who caused the injury is
right.
Fine.
So then we'd just say he is Potter. We wouldn't say Schneehan. Right?
Yes.
By saying both of them are putzer, it's implying that both of them could have been liable, as in they're both.
I mean,
there were two injuries.
There were two tortfeasors. Right? Yes, it could be.
And therefore they're both putzer.
That's not why. Tortfeasor. One who committed a tort.
Tort.
A damage. Hezek.
Can we just use English?
Mazik.
Guys, it's Mazik. Law. Torts.
No, it's porn.
Okay, let's go fight
them. One L. You learn torts, man.
Masnissen. Go ahead. Go ahead. Masnissen.
Masnissen.
Because you're always pounding with Yonah.
Shaluk Isi Ben Yehuda. This Mishnah is not like Isi Ben Yehuda.
Tanya, son of Rice, Isi Ben Yehuda, Omer. Rots, Chayv, Neshu, Mishuna. Mishuna.
Right.
Shuna. Shuna.
Meneshahu Mishuna.
Right, so he says the guy who runs is.
Why is he. Right, why is he.
Because he's being different.
He's different, right. Now, the Gemara previously, the Gemara Reish Lakish above, has that rule that the one who is Mashana is the one that is responsible.
Was
that
rule?
We didn't discuss it because we skipped from the sugi that we're involved in to where we are now, but there is a basic yisod that the one who deviates from the norm is the one that's going to be held accountable. If you, what's the matter? And it looked like you were pointing it to him as an example of deviation from the norm.
No, I was trying to say it's just yours. That's what I was trying to say.
Just bad timing.
Just yeah, really.
Okay, umodi isi ben Yehuda.
Umode in the kitchen.
Sorry, Umode Isi.
He'd be positive. Why is he positive?
Who's responsible for this?
She's running with the
Rishus. So what's one rule? Good. Slow. We don't know that. You read that in there.
I just know from.
He jumped ahead there.
From my personal knowledge.
All right, slow. I mean, there is an idea that you're supposed to run to shul. That's true. But we don't know that that's what he's talking about over here. We don't know why you're running. Oh, why do you say that?
Because the guy that was running to Hadassah.
Yeah.
I'm like with Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah.
He came out of the cave.
Yeah.
He ran.
And therefore what?
Didn't he have laser beams fries too?
He was like, why are you running?
Right.
He was like, it's Erev Shabbos. I have to go prepare for Shabbos.
Okay. So you're saying there's another case in the Talmud where you know about someone running on Erev Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. Okay, good.
Didn't he also get laser beams?
More.
Yeah. He's more.
But wait,
there's more. Yeah.
That's true.
Rub off on the head of a cow to burn the hairs off.
Says he ran to do that?
Yeah.
To prepare for Shabbos?
Yeah, that's the mitzvah by Yosef Mishlucha.
And
Chun?
And
Kedushin.
Kedushin?
Got a Kedushin handy? Rava Malach Shibuta, it says. And yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
That Gemara stands to the proposition that it's better to do Kavod Shabbos yourself than to send someone else to do it. But I don't know if it has a lotion of running. So it's true, you have places in Shas where you see people running, but the question still would be, how do you know that over here Dafka running for the
How do we know that's why
for
they
the
were
preparation
running?
Of Shabbos?
Most people did. Yeah.
No, but how do we know that just because it said Shnan Ratzin that they were running for Shabbos?
No, the Gemara says that.
No, yeah, but how do we know?
Just give me 1 second.
The Gemara didn't yet say.
No, just give me 1 second. Yeah, you'll tell me after. So the Gemara says at the very beginning of Ha'ish Makadesh.
Both ripped on me. If you make fun of someone, it's like embarrassing to kill them.
Yeah.
Especially during Sefira. I'm saying you wonder why.
Oh,
yeah, not coming.
I don't want
it's people like him.
Why?
There's no therapy in there, it's because of people like you.
Where are
I'll
that?
Record it.
Here, it's right here. Hashta b'shlucho mekadesh bo mibayi. Bo mibayi. Now that I know that you can do it with a shaliach, why do you mean to tell me I can do it myself? So Gemara says, ki hadar av safra. That's where it's safra. Machrich resha. They would burn the fire.
He didn't run that. Didn't say he ran, though.
No, no. That's why the point I was making. It doesn't say that he ran. They definitely wanted to do Kavod Shabbos on their own rather than have someone else do it. But it doesn't say that they specifically physically ran to do it. But it is a good point. You see that there is a hakpada on getting ready, on doing certain things for Kavod Shabbos. Let's not get too far afield, okay? Let's get back to the Mishnah. Now that Gemara, you're doing a great job.
T-Sat.
Keep it up.
Yeah.
Okay,
good. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says what? That if you're running, one person's running, or two people are running, then they are potter. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says, well, this Mishnah is not like Isi Ben Yehuda. Because Isi Ben Yehuda holds, if you're Ruts, you're Chayev because you're Mishana. In other words, if you change, if you're doing this though stranger thing, if you're doing that which is not expected, you're the one that's deviating from the norm, then you're the one that's responsible. However, he's molded that there's an exception to that rule. What's the exception? On Erev Shabbos, Banish Mashas.
Only Banish Mashas. Is that a key
thing? That's another question.
Is that a key thing?
But we're going to have to ask that question. Why is only why
he's running from Arvis, but by, you know,
he's exactly running, what's that?
Between Banish Mashas and Seisa Fakadim.
So we'll have to see. Banish Mashas between Shkia and Seis. You said it's fine. You said it was good. But we have to answer that question.
Deviation is the key, then if someone stops walking in Rosh Hashanah, would that also be deviation?
When?
Just Banish Mashas.
Anytime.
Well, we have those cases. The guy's walking with the barrel, the guy's walking with the stick, and then they stop short.
He's saying everyone's supposed to be running, and this guy's walking.
It's Erev Shabbos. Everybody's running.
Okay, that's an example.
Where was that?
But even if not, everyone's supposed to be running.
That came up recently in the Mishnah.
No.
Are you doing Bava Kama with your Walter? You doing Bava Matzia?
Doing Bava Kama, yeah. It says in the Mishnah.
Yeah.
With the barrel from the stick.
Yeah.
If he's behind him or if he's in front of him.
That's what you're up to?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what you just did. You just did
it.
The third parak of Bava Kama. Okay, weiter. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha Isi Ben Yehuda. So after Gemara tells us what Isi Ben Yehuda holds, now that Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says, the halacha is like Isi Ben Yehuda.
I mean, like the Mishnah is like, isn't saying
no, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say the Mishnah is like Isi Ben Yehuda. He's saying the halacha is like Isi Ben Yehuda. Now we have a question. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say the halacha is like Isi Ben Yehuda? Can't be. We have a problem. What's the problem? Good. No, like Stam Mishnah. What's a Stam Mishnah? Yonah, what's a Stam Mishnah?
Mishnah.
What?
Stam Mishnah, just the unqualified
Mishnah. Unqualified Mishnah, that's right. When you have a Stam Mishnah,
simple
it means...
reading?
What does that
no.
mean?
It means when no one is cited as the author of the Mishnah. Stam Mishnah means the Mishnah just states a rule. Doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda says or so-and-so.
Oh, not
so.
Like someone's opinion or and so-and-so says and so-and-so, but just fact. The Mishnah just says it.
The Mishnah
not
just
the name
states a rule without...
So halacha is like the stating of the rule.
Like, read our Mishnah? It doesn't have any rabbi's name. It doesn't
that
say...
is a Stam Mishnah. The halacha is in accordance with that Stam Mishnah.
How do you explain the word Stam in this case?
It's Stam because if you look at the Mishnah, you don't...
What's supposed to Stam?
I'm qualifying. If you look at... I'm explaining to you. If you look at the Mishnah, there's a rule. Forget about this for 1 second. There's a rule for our Sardic friend. There's a rule. When you look at the Mechaber very often has a ruling, and then he'll say, Ovi Yeshomrim, so-and-so. Right? So that first opinion is unqualified.
Mechaber is Mishmaru, no?
Mechaber is the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Yosef Karo.
That's the other word for Mechaber? That's the other word.
Chaver just means author.
Right.
But when you're talking about the Shulchan Aruch, he's referred to as the Mechaber. So if you look at Mechaber, and he has two opinions, he has a first opinion, and then he says Yesh Omrim, so that first opinion, because it's unqualified, it's referred to as the Stam.
But is
so
it his?
So the rule is, Stam v'yesh Omrim, halacha k'stam. You want to know how the Mechaber holds, how he opines? Then we have to look. Is there two opinions here? There are two opinions, and the first one is the Stam opinion, and then he says, oh, V'yesh Omrim.
Without an author. Stam without an author.
Unqualified. It doesn't mean without an author, it just means you're not...
We're not giving credit anyway.
Right, you're not saying some say like this, so it's Stam v'yesh Omrim. Take the opinion, have the opinion. Maintain the opinion.
Come on, use the etymology. The
general body says,
right, not giving credit to a person.
What's that? Right, so exactly. We would refer to this Mishnah as the unnamed author of the Mishnah. If you had two opinions, right? If you had two opinions in the Mishnah, and then it said opinion A, and then it said, oh, but so-and-so says, so who would the first opinion be? We would refer to him as the Tanakama, or as the Rabbanan, or the Chachamim. Well, Lishnakama is a little different. Lishnakama is when you have, for example, the Gemara presents it one way, and then it says others say it like this. You know, Ikid Amri like that. That's Lishnakama, Lishnabasa. Over here, it's simply you have a Mishnah without any author attributed. That's called a Stam Mishnah. So Rabbi Yochanan is on record as having said that the halacha is in line with Stam Mishnahs. When you have a Stam Mishnah, that means that we hold that way.
But someone drops the word Stam in general, you know? Just Stam.
Stam means just like this.
It's a
colloquialism at this point. It just means
checking out at the kosher food store in Baltimore, and there's like a sale on cheese. It's a Stam thing. I had like two things that said Stark cheese and Oneg cheese. I was like, they're both on sale. Stark cheese, Chalav Yisrael, blah blah blah. And it said Stam kosher. I was like, that's not a thing.
Oh, not Chalav Yisrael.
Yeah,
it means
it's just kosher, and they're like saying it's Stam kosher.
Well, over there, they're distinguishing between what we call Chalav Yisrael
and all other kosher on dairy.
And then Chalav Stam, which means it's not specifically Chalav. There is a term, right?
I just found that funny that's the term.
Like Rav Moshe refers to it as Chalav HaKompanis. If you look in his... that's dangerous. He calls it Chalav HaKompanis. Okay, getting back to the Mishnah. So this Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. This Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. And now the Gemara is having us believe that Rabbi Yochanan said that the halacha follows Isi Ben Yehuda's position that on Erev Shabbos there is a special dispensation.
Which mission is he referring to?
He doesn't like me playing with
the
Stam.
The mission that we just read, right? Halacha Kistam Mishnah.
How can it be that Rabbi Yochanan would agree that the halacha is like Isi Ben Yehuda when this Mishnah is at odds with Isi Ben Yehuda?
I'm just asking what's halacha Kistam Mishnah.
In general, a rule. That's a rule. If you have a Stam Mishnah, the halacha follows the Stam
Where
Mishnah.
Where is the Stam Mishnah here? That's amazing.
It can be anywhere. It can be on every page of Shas.
The halacha Stam Mishnah, which Mishnah is it referring to?
Ours.
No. It's not specifically referring to this Mishnah. It's a rule.
Right. But it's saying ours is one of
Stam V'yishom.
Oh, without giving it's not going to be easy. It's Stam Mishnah. It's not like this. I'm not giving credit to this guy. It's not like him. It's just like a Stam Mishnah.
There is a type of Mishnah that's called a Stam Mishnah. It may come up 1,000 times in Shas. I don't know.
Ours is an example.
On every page
in
Shas, you have Mishnayos.
Same, we see, like, we're reading in Gemara. Halacha k'Yehuda. Masnisin k'Yehuda, right?
Forget about Masnisin k'Yehuda.
Whatever. You learn a Gemara, and then you find out that the Mishnah was taught by, let's say, Rabbi Yossi.
What's the rule of Yal Kagan?
What's
the rule of Yal? How about Pesach B'Shamay? What's the halacha?
Kill him except for
What's the halacha? Generally follow Beis Hillel. Where is Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel? I don't know. Throughout Shas, every page you have machlokes.
Right,
stop talking for 1 second. Now that's a rule. That's a rule, right? That's a rule.
Okay.
Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, except for certain cases. Rav and Abaye, halacha is like one, except in a handful of cases. Yal Kagam. Rav and Shmuel, halacha is like Rav and this, and Shmuel for this. Those are rules. Where is it? It's all over Shas. Don't speak yet. Halacha Kistam Mishnah. Halacha Kistam Mishnah means when you have a Stam Mishnah. If you hold Halacha Kistam Mishnah,
this is a
it means
Stam
every
Mishnah.
Time you have a Stam Mishnah, that's the Halacha.
This is a in Stam that case. Mishnah. Okay.
So this is an example of a Stam Mishnah.
But ours
is not the Stam Mishnah.
Ours is a Stam Mishnah because it doesn't
this
have
Mishnah,
a
In our diet. Case, is this Mishnah?
Yes, of course.
That's what I'm asking.
You didn't word it well.
Halacha of Rav. Halacha of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, right? It's in regards to that Mishnah.
No, no, no.
No, I'm saying when you're dealing with a case in the Gemara, no. Daf Laman Beis, no. Mishnah's on Daf Laman Aleph.
No, it's a mistake.
Like, Rehil on in this.
No, it's a mistake. What you're saying. When Rabbi Yochanan is being quoted here as having said Halacha Kistam Mishnah, that's a rule. It's a universal rule.
Okay.
He's not saying it about this Mishnah.
So what's he saying? He's saying
every time you have a Stam Mishnah, that's the Halacha.
So where is the Stam Mishnah in this case?
Ours, it happens to be this one.
This Mishnah happens to be Stam Mishnah.
Right.
But the rule.
But Rabbi Yochanan's statement.
This is a universal rule.
Saying, like, you have big Shabbos Hillel. Regardless, let's say the issue is.
No, but that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not about the issue. When you have these kinds of statements that, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so, halachic is so-and-so, it's a general rule. That means every time you encounter that machlokes, we have a rule that's going to dictate what the rule
is. But I'm saying when you have them on that page, we're going on in regards to that Mishnah. They're dealing with that.
Well, the reason why the Gemara is bringing up this rule because of this Mishnah.
We all know what's happening.
Right, I think we're just speaking past one another.
Very far past.
Right, but you're on board?
Okay, yeah.
Yes, now you can speak freely. Okay. Yeah, now you can speak freely.
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, okay, good. No, I thought you wanted to speak.
Can I play it? Oh, it's
the same. I just want to know if you have permission to speak. Yes, you have permission.
I mean,
he's going to put on some notes.
Go ahead. So the Gemara says, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that the law is like Isi Ben Yehuda when this Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah and at odds with Isi Ben Yehuda? So you can't tell me on the one hand, every time you have a Stam Mishnah, the law is like a Stam Mishnah. At the same time, tell me that the halacha is like Isi Ben Yehuda.
If he's not Stam Mishnah.
If in this case he's against the Stam Mishnah.
Right?
Right? Okay, Viter.
Viter.
Yeah, I lost my spot. Oh. Visnan.
Right, you see, that's against Isi Ben Yehuda.
Right.
Our Stam Mishnah is against Isi Ben Yehuda.
Yeah, but then we say. Right.
Oh, so what else? The Gemara is answering the question. The Gemara is saying, no, that's a good question. You're saying that you have a problem with the Stam Mishnah, right? And Rabbi Yochanan. Being quoted as holding like Isi Ben Yehuda la halacha, it can't be because the Mishnah is at odds with Isi Ben Yehuda. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say both things? How could Rabbi Yochanan on the one hand hold that the halacha is like Stam Mishnah and also that the halacha is like Isi Ben Yehuda? So the Gemara is going to say, you can do some fancy footwork over here and say, oh, I'll tell you why, because really the Mishnah is talking about a Metzias which would be in line with Isi Ben Yehuda. What's the Metzias?
Erev Shabbos.
The reality.
Got it.
The facts. The reality. Okay. You want to go ahead?
Yeah.
Really?
Me my.
Yes, this is where we got stuck.
No, there's no reason to get stuck.
Well, also, I don't want to be included.
I understand. It's the royal we. All
right, Daniel Simon got stuck.
Good.
Okay.
Let the record show.
Let's go. Right. Show me my. How do you know that the Mishnah is in fact talking about such a case?
Oh,
you even said that.
Right, it says Osha Yishnei and Rotzim Pturim. Hasu Lamali. If you go as far as telling me that even if they're both running, Evelyn's Potter, why do I don't need anything else?
What, yeah, that's not going to.
I don't need one.
That's not going to clarify that, right? It's Shabbos.
No, he's not up to that. He's not up to that yet.
Too low. We're referring to
Hasu Lamali. Why do I need anything further? Hashta echad ratz ve'echad mahalich Potter.
Yeah. Why do I need that? Why do I need to say if I knew that Shneim Peturin? But I don't need echad ratz ve'echad mahalich.
Or is it saying
running,
if Shneim Peturin, Shneim ratz and Peturin, that you don't need it to be Erev Shabbos?
No, not up to Erev Shabbos yet. Forget about Erev
Shabbos. If they're both running, I know they're Potter. Why do I need to know that if one's running and the other's
right,
not?
That's
I
right.
Don't think that's.
I don't think that's
a
so,
question.
Yeah, that would still be a question I'd have to.
Two running makes sense to me because it's not Mishuneh.
Hashta echad ratz ve'echad mahalich Potter, shneim ratzim mibaya.
Oh,
no, the other way.
Oh, but he originally says miksani
hem ratzim
changes.
That?
No, shneim ratzim changes. Must say shneim ratzim.
Well, that should say the same. If it's during chol and two are running,
afil b'chol p'turin.
Yeah.
Yes.
It stays the same.
Right, but why is the case of one?
One and one would be different.
Yes.
Yeah. But what does Shnehem Ratzin show us? Like, why do we need that case now? I thought that was the question.
Why is saying that?
Well, that's my
if
question.
If two are running, then two are running. Too long,
the question I think is on the other case.
One and one was show me that it's
after the Hatzulamali. What's the Hatzulamali?
Why do you need the case of one and one?
Because that's how you know it's Shabbos.
Because I might think. Why
that's what I'm saying.
Okay, but I don't understand. I thought it was asking.
Once you. What's the matter?
I get the two cases. I just don't get the order that it's going in.
Yeah.
I know what's happening. I don't know how they're going about it.
Echad ratz ve'echad mahalich pater, shneim ratz mibayeh.
That makes sense. The Hatzulamali doesn't make sense.
No. Shnei mibai. That's saying why? Where do we get the shnei?
Why do you need
why do I need them to teach two if I know one's running and the other's?
Again, I agree. Why do we need that?
Why do we need the Hatzulamali first? That was your
question. No. My question is, why do we need the two if we have the one and one?
Remember that the Mishnah is like this: shneim shemahalchem shosarabim, echad ratz ve'echad mahalich, o sheyishneim ratzim.
Right.
Now.
So he's asking, why do we need to add shnei
ratzim? You can learn out from one of those the other. How, I don't think you can learn that from one or the other.
If one's running and one's walking in the putter,
too. The other way around, you can.
No, but that's not. It's not going the other way
that's
around.
That's the first question, though. You
which way is it going?
The first part. Look. Midikasani osha you shneim rotsim.
Right, exactly. Now you told me.
I don't need shneim rotsim.
Echad mahalich potter, shneim rotsim mibaya. What do you need that for?
Okay.
Yeah, that makes more
sense. Elohafi kama. Echad rotsim echad mahalich potter when Be'er Shabbos Be'er Shmoshos. But b'chol echad ratzeh echad mahalach eschayev shneim rotzim. No, that's always mutter.
Yeah. So I don't get the answer. I got the. So the question was first: if I have shneihem, why do I need echad echad? Because I need that to distinguish. Because sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. But then if I have that, why do I need shneihem?
Right. That's always mutter.
So yeah. So why I don't understand the answer to that question. If I have echad and echad,
because
why does it have to say shneihem paturim?
Because that needs to, you need to learn that's a universal. You're right.
I have to learn that? Like, I wouldn't...
No, you would only learn it on Erev Shabbos. Maybe you wouldn't know that it's always mutter.
But how did I learn it was universal?
Because I didn't need to teach it to you. If in fact I'm talking about Erev Shabbos, then I wouldn't need to teach that to you. Because you know that one guy is running is okay. So that's what we mean. We're telling you, no. The one guy being mutter, being potter, that's only where it is Erev Shabbos.
Right.
But the other case is going to be mutter all the time.
How do we know that from our Mishnah?
Because now we're being told that the Mishnah is on Erev Shabbos, right?
Right.
So the Mishnah on Erev Shabbos, and therefore I'm teaching you...
If one's running, then I know that if both are running, it would be putter. So why does that have to say that,
well, that you would know
are putter?
Right, so that's obviously talking about something additional that you wouldn't have known.
So Shnei and Paturin is telling us a universal rule.
That's right.
Right here.
That's right.
But how would I know that just by reading it?
No, you're not saying that.
So whoever, when they wrote the Mishnah, this little Mishnah, they were saying, Shneim hayu mechalchim, this is on Shabbos. Achad v'rat, achad
no, the other way, the other way. Echad ratzu, echad mahalech, that's Erev Shabbos. That's
right, that's Erev Shabbos. Then, Shnei Paturin.
All the time.
That's a universal.
Yeah.
They just...
That's the way the Gemara is learning the Mishnah. Is that the easiest way to construct the Mishnah? I can't tell you. But that's what he means. B'med v'murim, that means on Erev Shabbos. So on Erev Shabbos, when they're running, one guy's running, the other guy's not running. So even though he deviated from what everyone else is doing, even though he deviated from what everyone else is doing... Then what? He's still putter. Why is he putter? Because it's Erev Shabbos. If it's not Erev Shabbos, he wouldn't be putter. Meaning if it's chol, he would be chayev. Shneihem rotzim? No. Shneihem rotzim, that's always going to be putter because everyone's doing the same thing. This is a place where people run. Okay? Amar mar, umoda isi b'Erev Shabbos, b'na shmashos shehu putter. Even though isi ben Yehuda... You know, Isi ben Yehuda.
It holds his, it
not like this Mishnah.
Ras Chayev, but he holds an Erev Shabbos because his Mishnah was potter.
That's right. So he agrees with this rule. The Yisod of Erev Shabbos is agreed to by Isi ben Yehuda, even though he doesn't agree with the basic premise of the Mishnah, meaning the non Erev Shabbos part of the Mishnah.
Is it read Mifnei Ras Rishus Erev Shabbos or
Yes. Oh.
Now the big question that everyone wants to know.
The end? Yeah. Your part?
Okay, let's go by it.
My Birshus.
Good, that's the last question. So what does it mean, Birshus? What does it mean, Birshus?
Ego kidi Rabbi Chanino. The Omo Rabbi Chanino.
Okay, Ranam and Bez now. Bo'u v'netze likras kala malkasa.
Yeah, go out.
Bo'u, let's go, or come, v'netze, and we will go. The Kras Kala Malkasa.
Yes, come and we
will go and greet the
Shabbos Queen.
Right? The Shabbos queen. Va'amri law, likra Shabbos kala malkasa. So it says Shabbos malkasa. Shabbos kala malkasa.
Oh, it just changed the last one?
No, he included the word Shabbos.
Right.
Some, and, it's right. Some say he said Shabbos kala malkasa. Rav Yana imisate fikoi.
He hasn't.
Va'amar boi kala boi kala. No, he would put on his talus and he would say.
What's the kai?
Don.
Misati Vikoi, he would stand. Omar Boi Kala Boi Kala. That's a little bit different. Right? In the first case he was saying let's go out and greet the Shabbos.
Come and let's go out.
Come and let's go out and greet the Shabbos. Over here he's saying
first
no.
Come here, then we'll go out.
Right. So he was summoning his students and he said, come, let's go greet the Shabbos.
What was he summoning?
Why do you have to come somewhere to go somewhere? Why don't we just go to that?
Well, let's say you guys are on the other side of the room, and I say, oh, okay, let's go. We're going to go out this way. He says, let's go, and we're going to go out to beat the Shabbos.
It's coming up.
Rabbi Zinnerman, what is the actual understanding of this happening? Because Shabbos, you know, moves at 2,000 miles per hour across the surface of the earth.
Okay, so let's see. Let's see what it means.
Yeah. I don't understand the last line.
Before we get to this,
last line,
do you understand the pshat?
Do
you understand the pshat?
That's great.
Okay, we got the pshat. We got the pshat. Forget about the Earth's rotation for a minute. Okay, let's focus on this idea of Rishus. Let's focus on this idea of Rishus. So apparently, when you mazik in such a way that you're deemed to be doing so Birishus, you're not held accountable.
That's what had this everywhere.
We had this show before.
Two people, like, you're at someone's house and you're just to be there.
Right.
And you run into him.
Right.
Your
the woods.
Right. So the Gemara now is saying that there's a special Rishos of what? Of Erev Shabbos. Now the question is, what is the Rishos of Erev Shabbos? So, what's that? So let's take a look.
I'm just going to lose his eye.
Yeah, please don't do
playing
that.
Playing with that rubber band tape clip. Just going to go.
Let's take a look at Rashi, please.
Huh? Yeah, me too.
Hey, what's the matter? Take a look at Rashi, please. Pasulamali hashta echad ratz echad mahalech derech shina. Soon. Derech shina umahalech lo shina.
Avi Mark. Who's calling?
Don't hear me there.
Oh, disconnected.
Where you looking at?
Potter, Shneihem Ratzim, me boy. I think Mom wants to know why you have both of those shonos.
Where's the Rashba?
No, I didn't say Rashba.
So one Rashi. You said Rashi. When do I want?
Oh. Rashi, right?
No, Rashi, no.
I said.
No, you didn't say
Rashba, you said.
I said Hagahos Ashri.
Oh, it's not even close.
Is he by an airplane?
No, it's off the page. Let's go to take a look at the Hagahos Ashri for a second. There's a lot to be said here, but we have to take it slow, okay? No. Well, it refers here to Usher, the Rosh. Ravina Usher was the Rosh. So the Hagos Ushri is those glosses on the Rosh. What's the matter? Yeah, you're going to find it just fine. The first thing you have to do is you have to calm down. Now look at the
I'm not calling more now.
Look at the third pair. Look at the third pair. Look at the third pair in the Rosh.
What's the
guy's name? Rabbeinu Ashri. Rabbeinu Asher.
Is that under the Rosh in that section?
Rabbeinu Asher is the Rosh.
No.
All right.
Look at. Simon.
Kids go wild. Go take my surfboard.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, look at Yud Aleph, please. Yud Aleph. Simon Yud Aleph. Do you have the Rosh on Perek Shlishi, first of all? Okay, now do you see where the Simonim are? In the traditional pagination, if you have the older, more traditional Gemaras, it's Kuf Chav Vav in the pages of the Rosh. Kuf Chav Vav.
Unless you don't have this Gemara.
250. I don't like stuff that changes the Surah Sadaf.
It's lacking a lot of stuff.
251. Page 251. Do you have it? So now do you see where the Simonim are bold-faced? The Yud Aleph?
Yes.
What are you saying?
Yud Aleph. Yeah.
Okay,
test.
So you see in the middle of the Yud Aleph, He quotes Isi Ben Yehuda, the beginning of...
Tani Isi Ben Yehuda, Ratz yes. Chayv Mishnah Mishnah.
Mishnah, good.
Okay. Yeah. Oda Isi, the Ratz Bereshav, Spanish Ratz Shpatim. Shras Rishus, the Mahir, the Torah, the Mahachin, the Shabbos.
Good, stop right there. How is the Rosh understanding why the guy is running?
He's running.
Like Ezra said, he's running to be Mechin for Shabbos, Lekovet Shabbos.
The
Troach, he's being Toreach, he's laboring, he's endeavoring.
Isn't it bother?
What's that? He's bothering himself, he's being Matriach himself.
Well, that's another word to use, there's another word to use, like the courage.
Endeavoring?
No, that one, that's too. It's too. No, the one before that.
I don't know. Laboring?
Laboring, that's the one.
Okay, he's laboring to be Mechabit HaShabbos. V'mhayu shneim rotzin, afil b'chol, haziko zeh zeh, shalo b'kavana shneim p'turim.
Shalo b'kavana.
Yeah.
That's key also.
Of course, if one guy is being Mechabit, then he's a mazik.
I'd say they're both Mechabit.
How do you know?
Okay. That's a question.
V'chein halacha.
You ask him what he's doing. V'chein halacha. Like, oh, well,
yeah, that's a question. How do you know if it's
I don't know. You have to know the situation. Now look at the Hagos Rashi over there. V'chein Piyush Rashi.
Mitochach?
Yeah, V'chein Piyush Rashi. V'chein Piyush Rashi is Hagos. Hagos Ashri.
Ha-Ashri.
Hagos?
Yeah.
One of them's drunk.
Yes, yes. Hagos Ha-Ashri.
Someone's drunk. They're only liable for Nezek. But if he's drunk and he doesn't realize it's Shabbos,
could just focus on
it's all Erev Shabbos.
Huh?
You worried?
Yeah, yeah, big worry.
But it's not really, it's not written that. It's not pronounced that
tomorrow
way.
I plan on driving drunk.
Hagos. Hagos. Well, it's just because it's glosses of. Glosses of.
Hagos
Hagos Ashri.
Ha-Ashri. I think it's a heyday, no?
It's not pronounced Hagos Ha-Ashri. I think it's pronounced. I think it's Hagos Ashri. The hey is probably part of the hug. The word hug. Hagah. The gloss. Like when you look in the Ramah, for example.
Yeah. But,
you drew on purpose. Gonna chop your fingers off.
Here, for example, look at the Shar blot. You'll see what I'm talking about.
I knew that. I know that word. I don't know.
Shar blot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I better get a lot of schar for this.
Schar?
I miss that one a lot. Went to Pennsylvania to get firecrackers without me.
Who went to Pennsylvania?
My friend.
To get firecrackers?
Fireworks without me.
Okay, your friends? Okay,
you see.
Crazy. You see, are bikers also?
You see, for example.
Fireworks jackets? Are freaking awesome.
Guys, can we just focus here for a few minutes? You see Hagos Hagra. Hagos Shol Katznellenbogen, Hagos Elazar Landau, Chidushev Hagos Harashash.
I have Hagos Shol Kan Katznellenbogen.
Katznellenbogen. But I'm saying, see how the word is written out? You see how the word is written out?
Hagos.
Yeah.
Hagos. It's Hagos. Hagos.
Right. That's the same word that's.
Hagos.
Yes.
So there's a hand. Hagos.
Right.
That's
a hug
ha
Hagos.
Right. Okay.
Where's
Ashri? Not
Hagos.
It's not written there.
It's
Ashri. No, it's not Ashri.
It's not Hagos.
Hagos Ashri. Right. When you look in the Ramah, for example, the signal phrase in the Shulchan Aruch to tell you that the Ramah is speaking is this word, Hagos, right?
Why is that?
Because that's a gloss.
Some added text.
Okay.
It's a gloss. That's what the word means.
Glossary.
No, gloss is like a comment on something else.
Like glossing over something.
Glossary comes from.
I'm guessing it's probably from the
you
same.
Look it up in the dictionary. We'll tell you the etymology of the word.
Hey, after being here for a day, you don't need school. I learned more here.
Let's go.
It's true. At my house,
let's go. Come on.
Was it comment? Was it comment on
gloss? On something else? It could be anything. Like Ramal is a gloss on. Like for example, the way it's referred to in some places, they call it Shulchan Aruch, and they refer to the Ramal as the Mappa. The mapa goes on top of the shulchan, or a tablecloth that goes on top of the set table.
It's cute.
Would you say with the picture of somebody with a pee?
Picture? What picture?
The electric picture frame. You use the word with the pee. The per... Paris. Came through a pericity.
I have no idea what you're doing.
Do you think it's perverse?
It's not perverse. No. It's a more complicated word than that.
What was the reference?
Remember the electric picture frame when then you're like, oh, someone broke it, and then you're like, oh, probably the one that came through a pusher.
Let's go. Chin Pius Rashi.
Do they not teach these kids in Yeshiva school?
Should I read or...
I'd like you to read.
Oh, I was not.
Mitoch kach.
Now I'm happy about my schooling.
No, mitoch kach. Lav davka v'nash moshos. The Ghost Ashri says, if the linchpin over here is what? Is that you're being machiach and meichem lekavod Shabbos. If that's the kunz, if you will, right? That's what makes you potter, because you have, quote-unquote, a reshus to be mamaher and to be machiach, to be meichem lekavod Shabbos. Then who cares if it's ben hashmashos? Let's say you're running around Friday morning. Right? Why does it have to be ben hashmashos? Yeah, let's say you're going to the shuk early in the morning.
What's litzos?
To roast.
That's roast, litzos?
Mm-hmm.
And what's...
To cook, lavashel.
Lafos is what?
To bake.
Make a lafos.
You're going to the cleaners. You're going to pick up whatever food you need for Shabbos. Those all should be considered rishos. One second. What?
If you have a hot iron that's hot before Shabbos and you continue ironing throughout Shabbos, it's not plugged in, then it's not a melacha.
Who said that?
I don't know, I was just saying that.
No, I think that's
a melacha. Melacha,
you would be gihutz, it would still be melacha. It doesn't have to be plugged in to me.
There's no melacha gihutz. 39 melachas.
He knows his melacha.
The 39 melachas? That could be.
Is Tolda?
Yeah, Tolda Malabim.
Which is?
Bleaching.
I got to learn these stuff, right? I think it's a good
like, chair. That's the whole question about folding things on creases.
It was a good book.
Could you?
Okay.
Yeah,
can I offer? Elam Yishosh Matchil Masak and Sarah Shavs Lefos Lavash Velitzos. Hurry, he'll be shos. I got such that should all be shos. Dine mechatsiha yom lamala. Shematcha yom laharif. So he's not saying early in the morning, but he's saying as soon as after chatzos. Why?
What's memayal al zayin?
Me'ar zeru, I think. But what does it have to do with the chatzos? What happens at chatzos? Shematcha yom lahari, because now already the day begins to take on aspects of actual Shabbos. Right? It begins to begin the next day. So any preparation that you're doing then is, you know, it's more muchach that it's for Shabbos. Okay, can't do it with miskavim. So stop there. Just let's focus on this for a moment. What is that Gosh Usher saying over here? He says lav davka ben hashmashos
and it starts early as
chatzos as chatziyayim. Good. So let me ask you a question. Which makes more sense to you? If the whole purpose is that you're allowed to run around for what?
For
tzarchei Shabbos. From being mechin Shabbos.
All the things on Friday.
We don't know that yet, right? Right. Right. No, not because you're running around to play basketball in the park on Erev Shabbos, right?
Holding the number.
What's that? Wherever you go. Right? That exactly. That would not be included. So when does it make more sense? When does it make more sense to be
with the tall guy?
Mark?
I don't know if he plays.
You know the tall guy, like, there's like 1,000 types of like different regions in one family.
What?
Yeah, no, he's not. Nothing to do with that. Yes, I know. Okay, anyway, getting back to the issue. So, which approach makes more sense? Given that the reason is for Tzarchei Shabbos. When does it make more sense to extend this heter?
What do you mean? Well, we're in the weird options.
I'm saying that goes also saying lav davka v'nash
mashos. Right. It makes sense to start from earlier in the day.
Right.
Why are you running? You're running
exactly.
Exactly.
Well, forget about shul. What are you doing in v'nash mashos already? Most of your hachanas should be done then.
No, I think you think
that's why I'd be running.
For some reason, the Shabbos.
If anything wasn't ready, I need to start
running. You know, you get the hachway on.
Right.
The
okay.
I was stuck in traffic.
Or broke. Okay. Your friend has me. I run down the block to get.
But
it,
why say ben hashmashos?
Because you might think that you might not be allowed to do.
Because if you're in that point, that's when you're going to be sprinting.
Candle lines before ben hashmashos.
So is it dafka ben hashmashos?
Me, I'm confused.
Yes.
Hagos Ashri is saying it's lav davka ben hashmashos.
Right.
So why did the Gemara use lav davka ben hashmashos?
Right. Heter. You might think that the ben hashmashos might not be permitted.
So explain. You're saying good.
Meaning, Togon. Everyone knows it gets crazy on Erev Shabbos.
Right.
But people, it's usually assumed that by Ben Hashmashos time you're ready, everything's been done.
So Daniel wants to say like this, that the Gemara is telling you Ben Hashmashos, Kointagos Ashri, it's Lav Davka Ben Hashmashos, but Ben Hashmashos is the Chiddush, perhaps.
Right.
Because I would think that since the bulk of my Tzarchi Shabbos generally are, and by most accounts have to be done by the time Shkia comes along, so maybe I'll say, well, once Ben Hashmashos comes, once Shkia comes, I no longer have the Heter. Can't say it's Rishus anymore. What Rishus do you have to be running around? Ben Hashmashos, now you should be in Shul. Right?
What's the running around for, though? We said that.
Tzarchi Shabbos.
What would you
I don't know, you're running to the cleaners, you're running to the grocery.
You could have been to Ben
Hashmashos. No, that's what I'm saying. What would you be doing Ben Hashmashos?
Running to Shul. What else would you, what other running could you be?
No, you just gave cases where you're still running to finish things up.
I'm getting confused between once Shkia hits, it's ready, we could already say that Shabbos.
No.
So what else could you do?
Say it is.
So what? Okay, negative Nancy.
No, no, he's right. He's right. You're not allowed to Malacha past the.
Can?
No. Not allowed to Malach past Shkia.
Yeah, so
past 18.
So what would he be allowed to run?
No, past 18 minutes after Lich benching, but that's
Shkia.
That's Shkia, exactly.
That's 18 minutes of
Kinoin. Right, but not after Shkia.
No, you can do it after Shkia. Oh boy.
Can they respond to it?
That starts at Shkia.
Sun down and.
Yes, what are you doing? Well, now that you see it, dude, can you stop?
I think he called him a shoe, but he's on speed dial one.
Can you imagine if you got it suspended?
Yes.
This issue? You're going to have to sit in a crate.
One second. I can't hear you. There's a lot of background noise here.
Scatter.
Say again.
You definitely wouldn't say that we're in the game. I'm not saying you want to make it feel like last week there was a game where we were in the game. It goes to Shabbos, yeah. We would say that's something.
During Ben Hashmashos, after Shkia, you couldn't do it for sure. You're saying after lift benching for another 18 minutes? You want to watch the game for another 18 minutes? I mean, yeah, no. You're only supposed to take advantage of those additional minutes if you need to for Tzarek Shabbos. You're not supposed to do it stam just to continue doing malacha.
What are you thinking? What's going on in that head you're doing?
After candlelight? Technically.
Like
Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva where someone said to him, I saw you driving after lift benching. Why are you driving after lift benching?
Can I ask what lift benching is?
Candlelighting.
Okay.
So he writes back saying, listen, everybody knows, even women, that a man doesn't have to mekalel Shabbos just with lich benching, but he says if you think it's wrong for me to do it, I won't drive to shul anymore after lich benching. That's what he tells the guy. I guess not. If he said that, I guess not. But can you imagine how that guy felt after getting that tshuva from Moshe?
It's kind of like he killed him.
I don't like it.
Such embarrassment.
It's like 10 seconds left to go in this game, and it's on the time that's going to ruin your Shabbos. You don't know the outcome.
When is this? This is before Shkia, or I mean, is this before after candlelight?
Right between. It's going to carry. There's going to be some carryover.
After candlelight or after Shkia?
After candlelight or
you're right. So after look, if a guy really feels that he needs that for Shabbos, then I guess he could. What's that? He lives in Seattle.
Also, NCAA.
I understand. He's not going to enjoy Shabbos. So I guess that could be a exigent circumstance where a person who has that sickness would be able to push the envelope, but not after Shkia. I mean, you wouldn't be able to do any malacha after Shkia. Like if you left your television on and then now Shkia came, you wouldn't be able to shut it off.
If you watch it, technically speaking, but you shouldn't. It's not the Shabbos.
Right. I think a person should be endeavoring to try not to be in that predicament where he feels that he can't have Shabbos without knowing the score to the. I don't know, the Seattle Suns.
Years of wondering.
When people say Shabbos dick, what's the second part of that mean? What's that Yiddish?
Like anything
for?
Else, like Emes dick, Shabbos dick.
Yeah, what is that?
For years
it means it has that quality. Yomtiv dick. So yeah, we will stop here and bring that next time. Maybe we'll continue with this sugya a little bit. There's some nice additional points over here in discussing what exactly is included. What exactly is included in the heter of Erev Shabbos? Meaning which activities? And does this apply to other mitzvahs? Let's say you guys go running to do another mitzvah. Does it apply to other mitzvahs, or is it unique to Shabbos?
Decide. So, where's that one from?
Okay, we'll stop here.